Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Greetings in Jesus' name. Beloved family in Christ, good morning and welcome to today's devotional. Whether you're tuning in on your way to work, preparing breakfast, or settling into a quiet moment, I want to remind you, you are not alone. God's presence surrounds you, and this morning, He wants to speak to your heart about mercy, restoration, and new beginnings. Today, we shall be looking at this profound message titled, God's Mercy That Restores. Our Bible text is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let me begin today's message with a true story from the life of one of Jesus' closest friends, Peter. Peter was bold. Peter was passionate. Peter was the one who told Jesus, "Even if everyone else falls away, I will never leave you." But we know what happened next, don't we? When Jesus was arrested, Peter denied him not once, not twice, but three times. Imagine the shame, the guilt, the feeling of failure. Have you ever found yourself in Peter's shoes, saying or doing something you swore you'd never do, and then feeling like you've messed up too badly to be used by God? But here's where the story gets powerful. After his resurrection, Jesus didn't avoid Peter. He went looking for him. In John 21, by the seaside, Jesus restored Peter, not with condemnation, but with love. "Do you love me?" He asked Peter three times. And then he said, "Feed my sheep." What mercy, what grace. That's God's mercy that restores, and it's available to you today. The Bible tells us in Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23, where we took our Bible text for today, that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. That means every single day, including today, comes with a fresh supply of God's mercy. You don't have to live tied to your past. You don't have to stay stuck in yesterday's failures, regrets, or wounds. Let me ask you, what's weighing on your heart this morning? Is it a mistake you made? A relationship you feel you've ruined? A wrong decision you can't seem to undo? I have good news for you. God is not finished with you. His mercy is not just a bandage. It's a bridge to new beginnings. Isaiah 43 verse 19 reminds us, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" You see, when God restores, He doesn't just patch things up. He makes them new. Just like He did with Peter, just like He did with the woman caught in adultery, John 8. Just like He did with the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. God is the master of turning breakdowns into breakthroughs and mess-ups into messages of hope. Think about David, the man after God's own heart. He sinned grievously. Yet when he repented, God restored him and still used him powerfully. So I ask again, dear friend, what is God wanting to restore in your life today? Your confidence? Your peace? Your marriage? Your purpose? Let's pause right here for a moment. Ask yourself, am I holding on to guilt that God has already forgiven? Have I allowed shame to make me believe that my story is over? Do I believe that God's mercy is big enough for me? Right here, right now, Jesus didn't come for the perfect. He came for the broken so He could make us whole. Beloved, as you step into today, go with this truth echoing in your heart. God's mercy is not exhausted. His grace is still active, and your new beginning starts now. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." Don't count yourself out. God hasn't. In fact, He's just getting started. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your mercy that never fails. Thank You that every morning You give us a fresh start. Lord, for anyone feeling weighed down by past mistakes, disappointment, or fear, I ask that you wash over them with your restoring grace. Heal broken hearts. Revive weary souls. Renew dreams that were left behind. Let today be the beginning of a beautiful new chapter. Go before us, walk with us, and fill our hearts with hope. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this message blessed you today, please share it with someone else. You never know who needs to hear that God's mercy still restores. And as you go into your day, go boldly. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are restored. God bless you richly. Amen.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.